Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
Started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
Yo, high five.
Well, hello, Crystal, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. I had, for some reason, nothing was working and everything was blowing up. So I just want to make sure before we got in too far along, I'm going to try to bring Nancy and Stacey on right now. But I don't have time to for all the BS intros, for all of my ridiculous diatribes. We're going to get straight to the point tonight, and I want to apologize to Nancy and Stacey. I was trying to get you guys on the line, but everything in my system was failing. So I'm not going to waste any more time. Without any further ado, you know her as the author of Clean Comfort and so many more, StaceyMorris.com, former DDP radio co-host, always DDP radio co-host in our hearts. We're so lucky that she comes back here with us every couple months and shares what she knows, along with you know her as NancyGubertes.com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. She's like the clean eating guru. She really does a great job, and I get so many requests for more shows like this, and so many people love this one because it's one of those things you can go back and always get so much information. Nancy Guberte, hello.
Hello. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I apologize for the kerfuffle at the beginning of the show. And, of course, Stacey Morris, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Oh.
How's everyone?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah,
we're good.
All right. Well,
yeah.
On these episodes, Stacey, you are so good at you know, with the terms and all the latest health trends and all this stuff, and you guys have such a great conversation. So on the Nancy and Stacey shows, I like to kind of go back and be the student and kind of take a back seat and kind of just chime in here and there when you guys need me. So, Stacey, I'm sure you have a great topic at hand tonight, and let's get this conversation started. I'll stop wasting time.
Okay, well, we have a timely topic. It's so timely because here we are in spring, and here I am with an allergy headache, and Nancy said, why don't we do allergies and histamine and talk about how we can deal with them, you know, in a way that involves, you know, more than just over-the-counter pink pills, you know, which is how I tend to deal with them. It's multifaceted. And so, Nancy, why don't you start? Because, as I said, when my allergies tend to get worse at night. I don't know if that's common. If I sound a little stuffy and, you know, out of it, it's just because it's 9 o'clock and they're really kicking in. And I've never had them really in the past, but they seem to be setting in this year with a vengeance. And I would personally love some advice and some holistic ideas because the pink pills are getting old. They're really not, you know, they just sort of mask over the symptoms and don't get to the root. So maybe we could start with the root and what we can do about it.
Okay.
So I'm sorry that you have a headache. So let's try to talk about things to prevent it going forward, because in most areas of the United States, spring allergies actually begin sometime in February and last all the way into early summer, because we have the pollen that begins early in the year in the trees, and then we have, followed by that is the grass pollinization, and then it goes into ragweed later summer and fall. And if you start to get these symptoms such as itchy, watery, or red eyes, circles under the eyes, itchy mouth, nose, or throat, runny, stuffy nose, you also feel that post-nasal drip, headache, sneezing, you know that seasonal allergy is among you. And, you know, what are those triggers, right? So it's the tree pollen, the grass, mold, ragweed. Those are the things. And you might say, oh, well, you know, I don't have mold around me. But unfortunately, we have mold and mold spores all over. This is the time when we get rain, and you can tell just by the trees and the ground, if it has some fuzzy stuff on it, you know that that's mold. And where there's mold spores. So lots of times people breathe this in, and it starts this headache or hives or stomach ache, and that triggers a lot of things, right? So the body then will try to fight off this foreign substance that's either being breathed in through the mouth or the nose, right? So now we look at springtime foods, right? So it's a combination of what's going on in the environment, but now, in addition, there are these foods that can cause an allergic reaction. I'm not talking about a food allergy. I'm talking about a histamine release intolerance. So a histamine release or histamine inflammation is something that would happen, say, if you got a bee sting and something in the environment, right? And your body then gets inflamed and sends the histamine, because that's what it's supposed to do. The problem is you can get a histamine reaction and inflammation from food. And it typically is food that one would be eating more of come spring, summer, nicer weather. So this is why I wanted to talk about seasonal allergies as well as this histamine reaction from foods. So things like tomatoes.
A lot of those foods are natural. They're seemingly
exactly.
healthy. Yeah.
Exactly. Like the tomatoes, the peppers, you know, so someone may be gardening too, and now they're going to, you know, so I want you to like journal. I always talk about journaling, keeping that food journal, but not just what you eat, but how do you feel? Are you experiencing a headache? Are you getting a rash? You know, what's going on? Think about, were you out in nature? Were you gardening? Are you eating more citrus fruits? So citrus fruits, spinach, strawberries, bananas, alcohol. Sometimes people have more like these summery alcoholic beverages, chocolate, dried fruit, as well as any aged or fermented food, mushrooms. Sometimes people will grill mushrooms, avocados, white potatoes, chilies, and then spices. Like chili powder, paprika, all of these can make your allergies, seasonal allergies, worse because they're creating this histamine reaction and inflammation. So that's a problem, right? What can help is, one, is vitamin C, because vitamin C is a natural antihistamine. It's going to help with seasonal allergies. It's going to also lower your histamine levels. So the body thinks it's doing the right thing. It's releasing histamine. Again, if you get a bee sting or if you are having an allergic reaction, it's releasing it. But when it gets to release too much, that's when you start to get these migraines. That's when you get these side effects because the body can't process all of it. So you want to take vitamin C to help lower histamine. You take the vitamin C to help with the allergic reaction to seasonal allergies. Another thing is quercetin is very, very helpful to deal with seasonal allergies. I mean, because we can't, yeah, you could stay indoors, right? But, you know, you want to be outside. So after rain, usually it helps clear pollen from the air. I would avoid lawn mowing, or if you do do the mowing yourself, make sure, you know, some people will put a bandana over them, their mouth, so they don't breathe in if there's any mold spores on the lawn, which you can't see. If you're, you know, pulling weeds and doing any of the gardening and you start to feel horrible, you know, make sure you take your clothes, wash that, get in the shower to get all of the residue off of your skin and hair because that will actually help. There are homeopathic remedies that are going to help with seasonal allergies. There's something called Allergy Rescue. There's something called histamine as well. And then if you want to go for herbals that will help with seasonal allergies as well as this histamine, you look at something called stinging nettle, you know, the vitamin C I mentioned, quercetin, butterbur, bromelain, probiotics, all of these things help. And then I would recommend using a nasal spray. So Xlear, X-L-E-A-R, has an amazing nasal spray that has grapefruit seed extract, and that will help make, you know, get rid of that post-nasal drip. There's also something called structured silver and aloe vera. That's in a nasal spray as well, so that will help with inflammation. So you got to, like, and stay hydrated. You definitely want to drink your water and exercise to make sure you're flushing all of this histamine and allergies out of your system.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm taking.
That's great advice. The pills that people take over the counter, that's just really, you know, masking the symptom, I would think.
Yes. So it's not boosting your immune system, right? So the vitamin C, like when I do the organic acid test, you know, and I've been doing this for over 21 years, there are very few people that have adequate vitamin C in their body. And there are several reasons why. The adrenal system needs vitamin C. So if you're stressed out, you're not going to have enough vitamin C. So the adrenal system is responsible for that fight or flight mode reaction when we deal with stress. Unfortunately, we live in a society where it's very stressful. Don't put on the news. Don't go on Twitter. It's a very hostile, stressful environment. So if you take it to heart, it's going to really impact your adrenal system and lower your vitamin C. The problem with lowering your vitamin C is your immune system cannot function. Neither can your detoxification system. So the liver has detoxification pathway 1 and 2. And in order for that to work, we need vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine to create something called glutathione. And basically, what is all of that? They are antioxidants and they defend the body against toxins. Now, toxins could be a seasonal allergy. To you, a toxin could be the mold. It could be the grass. It could be the pollen. To you, the toxin could be the tomato, you know, the histamine in that. So the body is resilient. It's going to go to your vitamin C. But if you don't have any there and you're stressed out on top of it and you're not getting sleep and you're not eating healthy foods, well, it's depleted. And that's what I see in these organic acid tests. I also see the people who do not have vitamin C, well, they do not have glutathione and they do not have something called NAC. And that's N-acetylcysteine. And those are major supplements that I would highly recommend. I mean, obviously check with your medical practitioner if you're on any medications. Here's the liability clause. But they are so important for your body to detoxify and cleanse and move all of this stuff out. And then, you know, eating a balanced meal, staying away from those processed foods that are loaded with not only, if we're talking about meats, they could be loaded with antibiotics and growth hormones if it's not free-range meat. And if you're having fruits and vegetables and they're not organic, they could be loaded with glyphosate, which is the pre-harvest spray that Monsanto created, and now Bayer bought them. So that glyphosate destroys your gut lining. There's enough research to show that. Well, now that also lowers your immune system and lowers your vitamin C. So when we talk about all of this, it's not take one pill, you're going to be fine. We have to look at our lifestyle. And I always like to advise, look, you know, do a mental check on where you're at and say, okay, how is my sleep? How's my food? How's my water intake? What supplements am I taking? What am I doing for my body, my exercise? What am I doing to deal with this stress? Take a check and see what areas we need a little improvement because we're not perfect. And don't get overwhelmed. Say, okay, I'm going to pick this first. I'm going to drink more water, you know? I'm very congested. I have post-nasal, you know, drip. So let me go get one of those X-Lear nasal sprays. Why don't I try taking vitamin C? You know, do look at this as all the pieces to the puzzle for you to reach total wellness of mind and body.
Can I ask you a quick question? So I'm dying right now of allergies. I was just telling Katie, I'm like, because we were walking, my wife and I, and you just see the pollen floating in the air. And today I feel like I'm underwater. I had never had an allergy symptom in my life. In fact, I didn't really know a lot of people that did. And when I moved down to North Carolina, I mean, everyone I know down here from up north has allergies. And I kind of used to, like, think my friends with allergies were kind of being babies. I'm like, oh, you got the sniffles, get over it type of thing. But, man, this is brutal. Is it something that's more prevalent in the past couple years? Because I feel like I didn't know that many people who had this much going on as I do now.
Yes, it has, and that's great. That's a great question. It has increased. And I believe it's a combination of – We all have a bucket of tolerance, right? And I like to explain it like, you know, your bucket may be the size of a 16-ounce bucket. Someone else's bucket may be 32 ounces. Someone else's bucket may be 4 ounces, right? And every single time you are exposed to a seasonal allergy, we add, you know, a cup of water to that bucket. Every time you eat processed food, we add a cup of water. Every time you eat food that's sprayed with pesticides and sprayed with glyphosate, we add 2 cups of water. Well, guess what? It's going to overflow, right? So some people suffer more than others, and it's a combination of what have they done to their body, right? The past history, what has happened to this person? Has this person been on antibiotics constantly for sinusitis? Has this person been drinking milk that's not organic, so it's loaded with antibiotics? So people are now getting an antibiotic resistance. Their gut lining is full of bad bacteria as opposed to beneficial bacteria because of the food they're eating and whatever medication they're taking. And it doesn't go back on its own to balance. So that's what I mean. We look at, like, the history, you know, if you want to say medical history, right? You basically you just want to look at where have you been? What have you experienced up to this point? And now we have to say, okay, we have to now we have to backpedal and we have to go back and we have to strengthen the gut because that's the core. No matter what we're talking about, we always look at the gut, the core. We understand it for abs, but I don't think we embrace it for the food. We have to look at what are we putting in the body, and that means medications, that means drinking, you know, what are we, what beverages, what food, and are we taking probiotics to make it strong? If 80 to 85% of our immune system is on our gut lining, and we don't have any good bacteria there, we should be taking a quality probiotic. So that's the first place we look at is like fix the gut. You don't necessarily need to have GI issues, bathroom issues or bloating or anything like that, or acid reflux for that matter. You don't need to have that. We have to go back to the core, make that strong, boost our immune system, take these natural remedies to further protect ourselves, and now we could fight against it. But I think the majority of people just go through day out and day in suffering, not realizing there's a better way. And we have to look at all lifestyles. Is there stress? You know, how do we handle it? Because we keep pushing and pushing stress down. And if we're, you know, quiet it with food or just push it away, it pops up as autoimmune disorders. It pops up as rashes. It pops up as, you know, headaches. It pops up as GI issues. So we have to look at everything going on in our life, and it's not easy. It's not easy. Don't judge yourself, but just say, I want to feel better. What can I do?
So I have a question. I, as you know, have an autoimmune issue. So am I so far gone that any of this will make a difference at all, or I don't even know where to start?
Right. So it's overwhelming. No one is ever
right?
far gone. No one's
okay.
ever far gone because you could only get better, not worse, when you support your body. But the problem is no one teaches how to support the body. You go to your doctor,
right.
they say, oh, you have an allergy, here's this medication.
Right.
Or, yeah, just go over the counter, your latest drugstore place, and take this. And there's not a doctor out there that is saying, let's look at your lifestyle. How are you
right.
doing? Does anybody ever ask, hey, how are you doing?
No.
You know, and they say, hey, let's talk about your journal. Like, I want to see people's journal. Like, send me your journal. Don't wait. Like, send it. Like, let's see what triggers this. You know, is it food? Is it the stress? What combination was there? Okay, so we need to support the body. So, yeah, you know, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, you take those two together, they combine together and make glutathione. So, you know, vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine would be something that I would look at. And if you're on meds, ask the doctor, hey, can I take vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine? You know, that would be one thing. How's your zinc levels? How's your vitamin D levels? You know, I find it absolutely atrocious that doctors don't check vitamin D and B12 every time they take a person's blood. They'll do a CBC, they'll check for the glucose and, you know, the hemoglobin and all of the red blood and white blood cells and cholesterol. God, that's great. But when they don't add vitamin D and B12, we're missing out. Have them add it. You know, again, this is your immune system.
I have a question. So the N, I forget how you say it. The
NAC.
Yeah. So the NAC with vitamin C, can you not just take glutathione and be done with it? Because I know I have some friends that hate taking medication, and this is, you know, the first thing. Can I not just take one instead of taking both?
So that's a great question. And I would say I would not recommend taking glutathione straight up unless it was a homeopathic remedy. And I'll tell you why. Glutathione straight up is very hard to absorb. So usually, you know, about 20 years ago, you could only get it in transdermal form, and it smelled horrific, sulfur horrific. And you have to take a bath or take a shower, and then you'd have to put it on the bottom of your feet and put on socks to help absorb it. So it's messy and smelly, because if you take a supplement of it, you don't absorb it as well. And if you have candida overgrowth, which is candida overgrowth will occur if you're on an antibiotic. Now, if you've been on an antibiotic, you know, and nothing against antibiotics if you need them, but if you've been on an antibiotic, it will get rid of your beneficial bacteria and it will lead to candida overgrowth. And this is where you'll get further cravings for sugar and simple carbohydrates. Glutathione can feed that. But if you take vitamin C, and I would recommend taking vitamin C from either tapioca or a food source, I would not, you know, whatever vitamin C anybody is taking, they need to call the company and ask what it's derived from. Because the label will say corn-free, but it will be derived from corn. And it's full of glyphosate. 99% of companies that have vitamin C, they're mostly from glyphosate-filled corn. So you have to call the company and say, hey, where is this vitamin C coming from? Like, where do you derive it from? What is it made from? And let them tell you. So I like to do the one from tapioca. There's also one from berries, and they're non-GMO berries. Okay, that's great, but they're not organic. So maybe they have glyphosate unless they're testing for that. So you just make it easier, go for the tapioca one. The N-acetylcysteine and the vitamin C are taken together, and that does not feed candida. And another thing about N-acetylcysteine, an additional benefit, is it helps mental health issues. So when I work with clients who also go to psychiatrists and they've been put on antidepressants, right, it's interesting that they are now looking, the psychiatrists are now looking at the research of N-acetylcysteine, and they give the blessing to people dealing with anxiety and depression and post-trauma stress disorder because it helps with that. In addition, another benefit of N-acetylcysteine, it prevents the spike protein from replicating. So there are so many benefits to that.
What milligrams should we be taking NAC?
Well, that I would check with your doctor because, you know, I know personally I take 500. I'm not on any medication, and, you know, sometimes I take it twice a day. So it really is, you know, it depends on everybody. And I don't know what every, you know, I would be, it would be wrong for me to say across the board since I don't know a person's medical history and I don't know if they're taking anything. the practitioners and the doctors I've ever heard from, they've never had an issue with approving N-acetylcysteine. So, but I still would say get it checked out.
That's fair.
And another thing that I would say, there's an herb called mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. This is a very powerful herbal, and it helps keep the mucous membranes healthy. So when anyone has a seasonal allergy reaction, when it comes to, think of the mucous membrane, so anything nasal, anything in the lungs, this really helps. You can get it in a tea. Yogi Tea has something called Breathe, and then there's another one called Throat Comfort, and they have herbals in there. So you could take it that way, or you could take it straight up as a capsule. Now, herbals are great, but if you are on medications, herbals can interfere with medications. So again, you want to check with your prescribing doctor to say, hey, can I take this herb with this medicine? So I know that a lot of oncologists will, can have a problem with herbals because it can interfere with like chemotherapy drugs and those sort of things. And this is why I always like to recommend having a doctor that has prescribed the medicine give their blessing before you take anything.
Good idea.
Sorry about that. I thought I might have muted Stacy. Are you there, Stacy?
I'm here. Yeah, I just wondered.
Okay, sorry about that.
My system is
all screwed up. My screen cracked earlier, so every button I hit on my screen, it's hitting the wrong one. So I just want to make sure I didn't just hang up on you accidentally.
No, but this is all great information, Nancy. While you were talking, I went and I ate an orange and I feel better. I'm like, I think I needed some vitamin C. And I feel less congested.
That's great. I'm such a fan of the nasal sprays as well. Like that X-Lear nasal spray actually did research from an independent research. They didn't do their own research. And they showed that using that X-Lear spray actually killed the coronavirus by like 87%. So
wow.
During the height of COVID, anytime I went out, I would do the spray before and after, and, knock on wood, that was so helpful. So if you're going traveling, if you're going to be around people, if you're going to go on airplane or public transportation, I would highly recommend that nasal spray, not only for seasonal allergies, but also against viruses.
How many people on the daily basis, the average people, are malnourished or vitamin deficient? Like, I feel like that's a big part of the problem in the how we are now. So many of us are unhealthy and deficient, and how much could be solved or helped by us really just getting our levels and vitamins up?
So again, that's a great, great question and point. And I would say, if we're eating the standard American diet, everyone, anyone eating the standard American diet is going to be deficient. If you're vegan, and nothing against vegans, you are going to be very, very low in certain supplements. And whenever we do the testing, we always have to make sure those individuals are taking ample amounts of additional supplements to get what they're not getting from their food. So if we're having processed foods, if we're having sodas, certain foods like sodas will strip the body of minerals and strip the body of nutrients. If we're under a lot of stress, that's another problem as well. But the regular food, it showed that if we looked at organic against non-organic, the organic had higher levels of antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. So that's key. And then if we look at the water, you know, lots of people just like seltzer water, and that competes against certain minerals. If you're having any foods, so I go back to the glyphosate. Glyphosate actually chelates minerals from your body. So,
wow.
And if it's processed, it's going to have glyphosate. It's very, very hard to stay away from glyphosate. So it takes away calcium, magnesium, manganese, and iron are just a few of the things that it takes away. So even if the soil like has been sprayed with a herbicide, if it's been sprayed with Roundup, it has glyphosate in it. So now the food growing in that soil will have less minerals, and that's what you're going to get less of as well. So we have to look at the commonality that we have. So we all eat food, we all drink, you know, so now if we're all eating these typical foods, it's a problem. So yeah, you're going to be lower in all of this. Iron, zinc, all of that.
Real quick, I want to tell people, I know that since, you know, the COVID stuff, a lot of people have been doing a lot of online consulting and stuff, and you've got some amazing stuff going over on social media and nancyberta.com. What do you have going on right now? I know you're doing some amazing things in your groups and online consulting and all that fun stuff, which is probably one of the good parts of COVID. It's a lot of people were able to cultivate, like, their health. And do more on a web-based basis.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a positive because it's, you know, no one needs to travel, and that's
right.
Great. So, like, when people want to do testing, we ship out the test kit. If they want to do an organic acid test or if they want to do a hormone test, we do that with saliva. And then they ship it back to us, and we go over all that. Then I have this monthly membership where, you know, people want to learn more. And then I started it's called the Total Wellness Empowerment Institute, and it just got accredited and certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners, and that's where people can become health coaches. So we have one for special needs children because we're seeing a lot of autism and OCD and anxiety and depression in kids. Like the numbers just went to 1 in 36 children are on the autism spectrum disorder, and 1 in 6 kids, 1 in 6 kids aged 2 to 8 have either a mental health issue like depression or anxiety, a behavioral issue, or a developmental disorder. That's 1
wow.
in 6. So we need more coaches to help, because there are biomedical and nutritional interventions to help the kids. I'm concerned about the future generation. And then we also have a weight loss and hormone health coaching program. So I started that during the whole COVID because I'm a medical educator for their company that I like their homeopathic. And so we basically teach other practitioners how to really put in the biomedical, you know, as opposed to just these are doctors who would be prescribing medication, and slowly we're chipping away at them to say, hey, there's a better way, there's better testing, and there's better approaches using this comprehensive approach as well as lifestyle. So that's what I've been busy with.
Wow.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
So thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just trying to empower people. Empower, like, everybody is a ripple effect. We all are. We're all role models. If we learn something and we pass it on for the betterment of humanity, I mean, that's really what life should be about. It's got to feel right. You have to have a passion for it and believe in it. I mean, I got into this because of my son. So, like, everything we make here is homemade, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, you name it. And you could look at it as a chore, or you could look at it as a challenge and a passion. And to me, this is all a challenge and a passion and empowering, again, the next generation to say, hey, you could do it better. You could be in charge of your health, your total wellness, your mental health, your physical health. Why pass that to a doctor? Why pass it to a therapist? You may need those people. There's nothing wrong with that. But you're in charge. And learning and then implementing is the most important thing. That's what I believe.
Wow. I just want everyone to take note of Nancy's energy level. It's almost 10 p.m., and if this isn't a testament to clean eating, I don't know what is. I'm serious.
You're running circles around me right now.
Yeah.
And Nancy also older than everybody.
Nancy also has a book out, which is right on my desk here. It's called Healthy Living Every Day, and it's just a page of wisdom every day. Topics a little different, you know, it ranges from emotional health and well-being to nutrition to movement, and it's just nice, gentle guidance for each day, and that's available on Amazon. So there are all kinds of ways you can connect with her, whether it's membership or classes or just buying the book. And she's got all over social media, too.
Speaking of books, Stacey, we get your books, which I love. I love Stacey's social media. Either she writes such deep, transformative information, which really we need that, or she's sharing some latest recipe, which always looks so amazing.
Yeah, I haven't been – I do have lots of recipes on my site and on my book, but lately I've been more in – introspective, you know, recovering from some past stuff, you know, phase. And those are my recipes are more psychological these days. And some of them aren't for the faint of heart, but that's where I am. You know, I've got to wade through where I am. So, you know, it's all evolutionary. We're really not supposed to stay in one place. And maybe I'll get back to food at some point. But you can go to stacymorris.com if you want to see the current work in progress.
I think it's
cleansing
amazing.
Cleansing isn't all.
Sorry, Mike.
I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Crystal.
No,
I'm sorry.
I just think it's amazing that both of you, Nancy and Stacy, you're proving to everyone around you, that change is doable, and it doesn't matter if you start off small because it will have an effect long haul.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, baby steps are better than no steps. Yeah.
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 Go slow. just in terms of self-care and nutrition, you know, there's always something, not something, but several things that I either forget or don't get to. But if I'm doing several things right, you know, whether it's getting, you know, staying hydrated or setting aside time for, I have to have silence every day because I'm an introvert and I'm a writer. And even if it's, I don't like to necessarily formally meditate, because that can sometimes just get on my nerves, like trying to do it right. But I have to have silence. And if I give that to myself, plus hydration and good food, you know, and setting boundaries and all kinds of ways to take good care of myself, I'm not going to do everything. You know, I don't get everything right. But if I get several things right, and then I'm moving in a good direction.
Yeah.
It's well said. And mental nutrition is as important as, you know, physical body care. You're putting good things in your brain. You're doing the introspective work and stuff. That's a form of physical fitness, if there ever is any.
Yeah,
100%.
Fitness is a lot of different things, and you know, sunshine. Now that the spring is here, we can actually get out. Like I'm very fortunate. I live in a town where we have literally geysers all over the place. So I was able to get out in the sunshine. I walked with an empty bottle to a geyser, filled it with mineral water, drank it, and, you know, filled it again and walked back.
Wow.
But it was just so nice to be able to, you know, do something like that. And just being in nature, every wellness expert on the planet, I think, is in agreement that nature is good for your health, you know. So now is the time. Allergies aside, do what you have to do to protect yourself and fortify yourself, but just get out and soak up a little sun, you know, protect yourself from that if you need to, wear a visor. But the sun is so nurturing, isn't it, Nancy? I mean, too much
oh
of
my
it
God.
Is, you know, you got to be careful, but you have to have, we all have to have sun.
I love it. It's great to just get out and take a walk. I mean, I never put anything on my skin. I just am covered, wear a hat, you know, and just get out there. You're not going to stay out there during a high sun with nothing on, but you need a little vitamin D. You know how much you absorb just from the sun when it's not at the height. And just wear light clothing. It just feels great to get out there and breathe some fresh air. You know, again,
it's
just to look at your whole lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, this is probably a conversation for another day because I could go an hour on this, but those statistics you read earlier are horrifying. And I think that the past couple years have been really just brutal on, like, young people. And I think that we're kind of conditioning people to be inside and live inside and don't get sunlight. Everything you can do that I did when I was a kid, like, you can do online.
Yeah.
You don't even have to leave your computer chair. And
right.
it's a really grim prospect because kids are probably, I mean, I'm assuming they're as unhealthy as ever. And the sunshine, just getting out, you know, the past couple of weeks has been rainy and dark and cloudy, and I've been inside, and we went out and had lunch today and sat out in the sun, and it just did wonders for my soul just going outside for a few. And it's kind of scary that we've kind of conditioned everyone that it's easier and more convenient to just stay inside.
Yeah, and you know what? Being on apps and being on social media, you know, really, like my sons were saying how Instagram and Facebook and all of those, they hired psychiatrists and individuals to analyze how one can stay on and be addicted to that. So people are not, even at a young age, they're not going out, they're not playing like we did. They are either playing video games or they're on these apps that are making them anxious and depressed because they look at this and think that, you know, this is a perfect world there on social media when it really isn't. So we're seeing that with middle schoolers and high schoolers and even college, and then it just goes beyond because they're so used to scrolling. So not getting out in nature, not eating healthy foods, and, you know, playing video games and not socializing, there's no community bond. And then because of COVID, nobody could be around anybody. And a lot of mental health issues came up and increased during these, you know, past few years. But the numbers are bad and they're getting worse. And it's really, it is alarming. And I'll tell you, the unfortunate thing is when it comes to children, pediatricians are putting kids on Ritalin and Adderall at a very young age. And I always say, there is not an Ritalin deficiency. It is that when we do the testing, their neurotransmitters are extremely depleted, and then certain nutritional markers and their guts are usually imbalanced as well. So that's really what's going on. It's not a medication deficiency, but that's what they're looking to give the children with attention issues, developmental issues, mental issues, mental health issues. So it's a problem.
That's why what you're doing is so important too, because, I mean, I feel like setting good examples and having somebody to coach you along the way, because, you know, it's hard nowadays, like the distractions and you know, it's easier for a kid to just be inside and all this stuff. But I think that you're doing such a great thing and having these people kind of intervene early in people's lives and set up habits and boundaries that could, you know, it may seem like a pain in the ass to them in the moment, but in the future and in the long run, these kids, you know, that's important.
Yeah, if they do it, you know, like some, you know, it's really interesting because some parents are afraid to implement. Like, yeah, you know, that's a problem too. It's easy to get tested, right? It's the implementation. And we're not asking you to, you know, throw yourself off a cliff. I mean, we're really asking to go back in time.
Yeah.
Go back to more of a normal life. We've come so far from that.
I think it's so important what you're doing and having these resources available. And, you know, we were talking about Stacy's book last week. We had a guest on last week, and he was talking about how, you know, he thought that in order to have a, you know, be satisfied, food had to taste good and that there were alternatives. And we actually brought up and talked about your book for a little while. And I think there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of depression and sadness and stuff. But there's also, I feel like there's this hope for people in these situations, whether it be physical, mental, psychological, clean eating. You know, there are resources out there, and sometimes people think those resources are out of reach. And it's cool to have you on here and talk to people and explain in a way that they can like understand it long form. I like in this podcast that you can explain something instead of, you know, it's hard to write in a blurb and somewhere on a comment section, and you give that service to people where you just sit down and explain, you know, how to better their lives. And a lot of people feel lost, and I think it's a pretty amazing gift that you give people when you have these courses and in these books. And there's a lot of hope in the world. There's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of frustration. But I think ultimately there's a lot of hope for people looking to grab it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And there's a lot of support, too. The social media has its definite downsides, but there's a lot of support if you know where to look. And, you know, Nancy, her pages are great because they're just, they're filled with helpful ideas. I mean, she just really wants people to be, I think, living their most elevated life. You know, she has no agenda. She's the only, like, one of the few nutritionists and she's been around. How long have you been doing this now, Nancy?
23 years now.
It's been a while. And she has never, she's never sold out. I mean, she's never sold out. She doesn't have a line of products. And I'm quite certain she's probably been approached. She doesn't want to be a I've seen people become, you know, snake oil salesmen. And she's turned down things. And she wants people to get good information. You know, she doesn't need her ego stroke. She's not in it for that.
No.
So when you go to her page, you're getting pure information. There's no agenda, you know, and that's it's all too rare, you know. So what I'm saying is that there is good information on social media. It's sometimes it's needle in a haystack, but I'm telling you where to find the needle. There it is. Go to her Facebook page and her Instagram page.
Thank you.
And trust is very important, and it's once you can find something you can trust, it's a great thing, which is probably a bad time to tell you guys that I just bought a stack of George Foreman grills and put my label on it. I did sell out, and I'm hoping to sell out every grill. Go to Mike. No, I'm kidding. Well, I thank you guys so much for coming on again. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and it's amazing how the seasons go by. I always say it every single time, but it's I'm going to go back and listen to it probably again tonight, because my face is leaking, and I want to stop my face from leaking from all the pollen in the air.
Oh,
and
I hope you feel better.
You too. I'm hoping to. I'm going to go back, and I'm actually going to implement the things that you talked about. Sometimes, you know, I listen to things, and I'm like, oh, that's a good idea, but then it comes time to the follow-through. But, man, this pollen is just killing me this year, so I'm actually going to go through there and actually do it, and I'll report to you next time you come back on.
Please.
Because there's no better proof than the pudding. So,
yeah.
NancyGaberta.com. Yes, I will, absolutely. And StacyMorris.com, thank you guys so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you
for having us. Great to be back. Happy spring, everyone.
Absolutely. And tell Chef Bill I said hello. Crystal, we always end the show with Crystal's quote of the week, and I hope that you're there mining all the quotes all over the internet and finding us a good one to send us off this week.
You know I do. So this week's quote is another Mike Mullen special. We either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same.
I love it. Nancy, just to explain, Crystal has these quotes, and whenever she has one that's attributed to an unknown author, I just claim ownership of it. I said that I say.
I love it.
So I just take credit for everyone else's work. You're welcome, everyone, for this quote of the week. And we'll be back next time with a brand new episode of BDP Radio. NancyGaberta.com, StacyMorris.com. They got so much good stuff on there. I personally recommend it, and I highly suggest you head over there. And thank you guys, and we'll talk to you probably in a couple months. Have a great spring, and we'll see
July.
You guys soon. July.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you there. Thank you guys, and own it, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great week.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.